Hello everybody, welcome to our 14th episode of the podcast. So starting off rather different from last week, I'd like to welcome you to another episode, and today we're going to be talking about how to study for exams. We're going to include strategies and tips that you must know. So productivity is essential, and if you are an active person, a disciplined person, you're definitely going to be equipped with knowledge and wisdom that's going to be a part of your life. And it is to impart something new and useful for you to grow in and be set apart from the lesser work. And before we start our main discussion, I'm going to share a motivation for this week. Now is the time. For the purpose of doing something is much cooler than it seems at first. Perceiving it less is just a problem. Bigger goals require more work than smaller goals. Don't kill your dreams by losing opportunities. You need to work against fear. And without a doubt, time keeps on flowing. Time doesn't stop. Make every moment worth your time for anything that you get up to do in the morning. Don't allow fear of doing your work stand between you and the other side. You need to be. Now is the time for you to stand and climb the ladder. Going through the journey will feel like, let me turn back, maybe it's for the best. No, do not turn back. This path is greater than you think. Don't lose the strength. Don't fall back now. Fall forward. The reason you are here right now is because someone didn't give up on you. And maybe someone did, but don't give up in yourself, in your goals, in your dreams. There are times the world will be against you and throw everything it has towards you. It will feel like you're being attacked. Right now is the time to armor up. Your mind influences your decision between do you need to do this or you have to do this. Because you have to do this. You have to be willing to sacrifice time to study, sacrifice time to work on yourself, sacrifice time doing the most. Now is the time to shape the next step. Barriers will always be intimidating to test your resolve. Will you stand by and do nothing while you need to be on the other side? Will you? If someone has never told you this, you need to be proud of yourself for working hard and that you have come this far. You have embraced your skills. You have become more resilient than ever before. With no more time wasting, keep on going. Don't stop for nothing. Everything needs a strategy. So the idea on today's episode is unique because most students do not study effectively and are in need of help to better their grades. So today you're going to learn useful techniques or strategies to help you study better. So while everyone has different practices on how to study, you need to be aware that there are other ways you can use to maximize your study time and efficiency to remember the information clearly and well, and so you can perform well and amazing when you write your test. So it's important to both work hard and smart, but while doing so, it's equally useful to take proper study breaks so that you don't burn out or suffer from any anxiety or stress. So the grand question is, when and where to start studying? So rather than procrastinating until the night before the exam, one of the best ways to be prepared for a test is to stay on top of your work throughout the class, from the get-go, by taking proper notes, staying engaged in the information and studying a little every week to review what you've learned, you will find test taking to become easier and less stressful. So I know most of you students, when you get home, and I know I used to do this as well, you would want to relax and do whatever you want to do. Trust me, I get it. You would be tired and who wouldn't? So here's the first thing that can help. Start to study in class. If you're wondering how, basically, begin learning effectively while you're in the classroom. This can be done in the following ways. Ask the right questions, pay attention in class, take good notes, ask about the exam format. And I know how good this is because when you learn how to ask the right questions, that offers you an opportunity to get twice ahead from your fellow learners. Nobody gets it right the first time, and you know that. And so don't let overwhelming thoughts prevent you from trying to do something amazing and something worthwhile. So once you get settled with the first thing, get organized. Once you're ready to get to study, Organizing will play a large role in reducing your stress levels and prepare you to absorb the information. Here are a few things to keep in mind. Number one, study space. It's super important. You want to make sure that your study space is designed for you to learn. This can be accomplished by keeping it clutter-free and only having the necessary tools in reach. Turn off all electronic distractions, and if you're studying online, you can use apps and plugins like BlockSite to make sites like social media unavailable so you won't go off track. Number two, study materials. Before you get to studying, be sure to organize your notes, handouts, and worksheets. And I know I'm already sounding like a lecturer now, but by knowing where the information is, you will be able to make the most of your time. Number three, prioritize. Remember, for you to be great at this, it must be a priority. It's likely that you will have multiple tests around the same time, so you should set your schedule and break up your time accordingly. You can do this by working backwards from the test date and assessing how much time you will need for each subject, and then allocating the right amount of time to each subject. Then number four, review previous tests. In order to better understand the test or exam format, you can look at previous tests to get an idea of what to expect. Additionally, the syllabus may serve as a guide that explains how tests are graded and formatted, so there won't be any surprises. And if this is the first test in the class, the information you seek is not in the syllabus, don't be afraid to ask. So keep these four things in mind. Get organized, study space, study materials, prioritize, and review previous tests. Now let's get into creating the best environment for learning. So in order to create the best environment for learning, find a place that suits your needs. If your schools provide libraries or quiet spaces that are open for you to study in, I advise you to use those opportunities. And additionally, you can try coffee shops if you like background noise. When you're studying online, you can create a study space in your home or find a location nearby that suits your needs. Everyone has different study habits and practices. Some people prefer to be in places with some noise, others like music, and some need absolute quiet. Find out what works best for you and then get to studying. Then another important aspect, practice makes perfect. Mix it up. Once you're in your desired location, you can take advantage of different ways of learning to absorb the most information. Many students may think that reading a textbook or reviewing their notes is the only way to learn. However, you can mix up your study techniques to make it a more interesting experience. Additionally, the more ways in which you can absorb the information, the better. So here are some other ideas on how you can study. Take practice tests. Many lecturers will provide you with previous exams to test your knowledge. These will help you understand how the test is formatted, as well as how much time it may take you to answer each question. Practice tests help you to gain more knowledge. That's one of the most important ones. Then number two, watch a documentary on the topic. You don't have to just stick to material only. Go watch a documentary on Netflix or YouTube. Then number three, make flashcards. The mere act of creating flashcards is one of the best ways to learn. Then you can also use them to test yourself if you prefer to study alone. So try these tips from Thomas Frank on how to use flashcards effectively. I will leave a link in the description. Then number four, join a study group. Sometimes the best way to learn is in groups, and a study group can help if there's something you don't know. You have a friend who can potentially teach it, and you can also bounce back information from one another. Then number five, create your own study guide. You can utilize your classroom notes and textbook to create your own study guide in whatever style you like to learn, like flashcards. The creation of a study guide will help you memorize the material. Then number six, utilize memorization techniques. Memorization techniques like mnemonic devices and creation of songs can help you to retain information. When it comes to test day, you can use a memory dump by writing everything down before the start of a test that you think you may need, like important dates and formulas. Be efficient. At the heart of every successful student is time management. Cramming for an exam will only increase your anxiety levels and it won't give you the right amount of time to absorb the information. Instead, find the right hours to study and start early. On test day, you should be sure to take your time to read the questions carefully and start by answering the easiest questions first. You can always mark the questions that are giving you trouble and come back to them. But it's most important to get as many right answers as you can in the time you're given. So we're going to be going through the segment conclusion now. Stay motivated. Studying should be a marathon, not a sprint. Proper learning goes hand in hand with taking care of your overall health. Be sure to get enough sleep and avoid an all-nighter, because sleep actually helps you to retain information. Furthermore, you will want to fuel your body with healthy snacks rather than sugar-filled junk that will make you feel sluggish or cause your body to crash. So you need to try out superfoods like roasted chickpeas or kale chips and antioxidant-rich fruits like berries as delicious starter snacks. So while you're fueling your body properly, you may want to also take breaks to relieve stress. Some good ideas include exercising, meditating, or going for a short walk. And another important option, teach. One way to really test if you know the material is to teach others, within a study group or online. You can work together with your peers to see what you really know. For example, I found out that at the University of the People, the education there is fostered on a model where students interact with one another and even grade each other's work. So in this way, people can foster deeper relationships with each other and also ensure that they understand the information strongly. But the bottom line is that there is no right way to tell you how to study for an exam, but there are countless ways to optimize your time and be prepared for your next test. Whether it means studying in a group or learning alone, creating flashcards or watching videos, reviewing the test book or making your own study guide, you can set up your study routine to work best for your needs. But remember to take study breaks and take care of your overall health so that you can perform to your best ability on test day. And with that said, this was this week's episode. Thank you once again for joining in. Catch you on the next episode. And don't forget to subscribe and share.